When I was thumbing through the December 2007 issue of the Journal of Clinical Orthodontics, I was excited to see an article by Bjorn Zachrisson outlining his experience with bonded retainers. I have used lower lingual bonded retainers in my practice routinely for years, but I have had some frustrations using bonded retainers in the upper arch. I wanted to see if I could pick up a few tips to help me out. Dr. Zachrisson has recommendations for bonded retainer use in adolescents and adults, but emphasizes that the retention for each patient should be individualized based on their pretreatment presentation and your expectations for relapse. I want to emphasize that this information is largely based on his 30-plus years of clinical experience, with the addition of some retrospective data collected in his office. Here are his suggestions. For the routine adolescent, the lower retainer is a bonded canine-to-canine wire. This wire is a 0.030 gold-plated solid wire and is bonded only on the ends. The ends are sandblasted for retention and bonded to the canines with a light-cured or chemically-cured composite. The upper arch in the adolescent has a lateral-to-lateral bonded retainer with an overlay removable retainer. The upper bonded retainer is made from a 0.0215 spiral wire, and it is bonded to all four incisors. The use of the 0.0215 spiral wire rather than the smaller sizes commonly used is recommended to eliminate the problem of wire distortion resulting in unwanted active tooth movement. Based on a retrospective review of several hundred patients, these bonded retainers have success rates of about 95% in the author's practice. The routine recommendation for the adult patient is somewhat different based on the increased potential for relapse and the typical adult wanting to maintain precise alignment. In these cases, a lower canine-to-canine bonded retainer is placed, but with the 0.0215 spiral wire bonded to all six teeth. In the upper arch, the 0.0215 wire is again used, but extended to the canines rather than ending at the laterals. Again, an overlay removable retainer is used in the upper arch. This combination of bonded retainers used in adults has a higher failure rate than the adolescent combination, but according to Dr. Zachrisson, quote, not alarmingly so, end quote. He also demonstrates additional bonded retainer types used in specific situations. One such type is the short labial bonded retainer used to maintain space closure. Gold-coated wires are used to be more aesthetically acceptable. Another specific bonded retention application is a heavier labial wire used for space maintenance in the area of a planned implant. This fixed retention application helps eliminate the problems often encountered while waiting for the final restoration to be placed. Although there is nothing really new or groundbreaking in this article, it does give a nice summary of how to use bonded retainers predictably in practice. I am going to try some of the gold tone wires that are recommended, and I am also going to change to using a 0.0215 spiral wire for retainers bonded to each tooth. If you want to see many excellent clinical photographs of these techniques, or just to get more details for your clinical use, you can find this article in the December 2007 JCO.